10 members of an Idaho-based Baptist group have been charged with kidnapping in Haiti after they tried to spirit 33 children over the border into the Dominican Republic. And by now, we're all familiar with the details. The group claims the children were orphans and say they were trying to help them. The Haitian government isn't buying it, and in fact, they've charged them with kidnapping. The possibility is 15 years in prison, and they say there is no chance for posting bail. The Reverend Patrick Mahoney says his organization, the Christian Defense Coalition, has been in contact with the Haitian ambassador in Washington and with the detained Americans church in Idaho.
We understand that perhaps procedurally things were not properly done, but they are in no way kidnappers. They are in no way traffickers.
We have it with us now, Mark Johnson. He's a longtime Idaho resident. He's now president of Gallatin Public Affairs in Boise. He spent 9 years as the chief of staff to Idaho's former governor, Cecil Andrus. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Celeste.
Help us understand or get our minds around this group from Idaho, from this Baptist church there that wanted to go help the children in Haiti. Help us kind of understand the community out of which they came.
Well, first thing you have to understand is it's a very churched area. This is a highly religious state, maybe one of the more religious places in the country in terms of people's attendance, regular attendance at church. It's a fastest growing area in Idaho. So you have had an influx over the last 15 or 20 years of people from all over the country moving to Southwest Idaho.
Yeah, it's an amazing transformation, really, what Boise was, say, 20 years ago.
Yeah, no, very true, John.
You know, the not having lived in Idaho, but just knowing it from the people that I know there, there's this kind of idea of Idaho as this very libertarian, very independent, strong-minded state. And to that extent, this story kind of makes sense, that these are people who saw a problem in Haiti and said, well, we're going to go over there and we're going to fix it.
Yeah, I think it's it's probably a myth in a lot of ways, but there is a notion about the West, and Idaho subscribes to this in the main, that you're a place of rugged individuals. They take action based upon seeing a problem and trying to solve it. So I think the local reaction in the main has been no rush to condemn these people by any means. I've noticed, for example, none of the major newspapers in Idaho have editorialized on this yet. I think, like most of the rest of us, we're waiting to figure out exactly what happened and what the motivations were. But there's been no rush to condemn. Probably a sense developing that these folks were, to give them the benefit of the doubt, well-intentioned, but probably awfully naive about the way they were going about approaching this, not very sophisticated.
What's been the response from the community? Is this the top topic of conversation at the local diner? Or?
I'd say it's been certainly a topic of conversation. It's dominated the news coverage for the last several days, particularly in the southwestern corner of the state, the largest population area of the state. But at the same time, a couple of days ago, Boise State was signing their new football recruits, so that was above the fold in the local newspaper.
Yeah.
And they're nationally ranked, so.
Well, and potentially a national contender next year.
So tell me a little bit about this church and its place within the religious communities. It's a large, very high-profile church with a lot of standing?
I would say no. In fact, I only vaguely aware of it. My personal religion is Catholic, which would be kind of the second most dominant religious affiliation in Idaho.
Mormon being the
largest.
The
LDS community would be very, very strong in this part of Idaho. And then a whole range of from sort of the evangelical, conservative, right, religious right, if you will, to a more mainstream Protestant denominations, the Methodists and that sort of thing. So, but lots of church going, lots of people that are very, very engaged in a sense that, you know, we're trying to help here.
You know, the religions you refer to the Mormons and you also refer to some of the new evangelical religions. There are often explicit doctrines within those religions of conversion and missionary work. And I'm wondering if people in Idaho are maybe more familiar with this than other people in the country because of the presence of the Mormons
sure.
and some of these other groups, sort of understand exactly where this church is coming from. Maybe in a way that others in America don't.
I think that's a fair statement, John. I think there is a missionary zeal in a lot of these denominations that is sort of at the core of what they're all about. They believe passionately in what believe in, and they believe that other people ought to, you know, have an opportunity to be converted. So there is that attitude, no question about it.
And the sort of higher power can trump the paperwork at the border there, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like you're describing a community that's kind of waiting to see, that's not rushing to condemn and is having the sort of stay out of everyone else's business attitude. Does that hold clear for pretty much everything in Idaho?
Well, you mentioned the libertarian streak that runs through the state. I think there is a sense that, you know, mind your own business. I won't get in your way if you don't get in mine. And that's a strain that is long dominant.
Or if you're talking about Ruby Ridge, it goes a little beyond that even.
Yeah. And the other thing that I think is going on here, and probably fairly far down the list of concerns in Idaho, but we've had some, as you suggest, John, some image problems in the past that have been sort of driven the narrative that Idaho is a place where crackpots come to reside. An unfair image in my estimation, but nonetheless, I think you're probably seeing a little bit of that reaction at home.
Okay, that's Mark Johnson. He's the president of Gallatin Public Affairs in Boise, former Idaho journalist, and he spent 9 years as chief of staff to Idaho's former governor, Cecil Andrus. He's reacting to the news out of Haiti that 10 members of an Idaho-based Baptist group have been charged with kidnapping as they attempted to take 33 children out of Haiti and into the Dominican Republic. Coming up, we're going to talk to the founders of the Iris Photo Collective. It's out of Miami. They have a new project that portrays, that uses photographs and essays from some very well-known writers to talk about the complex relationship between people of Haitian descent and those of Cuban descent.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.